看看东西小啊，注意小啊，那么洗不洗？
慢慢弄。
Hey Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And we are back with Andor episode 11. How are you, sweetie?
Good, how are you?
Well, a little frustrated because we can't figure out our Disney password, but and we've been locked out of the daggone account. But we got the episode in beforehand.
Yep.
So I guess we're okay, you know?
I'm glad.
And I guess I'm also a little frustrated because I wanted a little bit more. It's awesome. Well, the berries are 8. They're gone.
Oh.
Had all the berries, but yeah, just wanted more. And, we got some. It better be the finale of all finales. I mean, it was good. Don't get me wrong. People are like, wait, that's what you're talking about. It was a good episode. It was a good episode. And there's a lot of really cool stuff. Very interesting development.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, it is such a build up that I'm nervous that the next episode I don't what's all gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna go over the things that could happen that's gonna make it awesome. I don't want to get super psyched up about it and then all of a sudden it be like, yeah, okay, just another big cliffhanger for season two, which it probably, because you have to have some sort of resolve, you have to get something, and then you kind of whatever, you know. Anyway, so sorry, rambling already. I'm doing okay. How are you? You did you say you were good?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just waiting for, you know, another document to be able to travel, which has been my life for like the last 2 years.
Can you guys sense the frustration a little bit on this episode? What is going on? And then, now I'm getting spam called. Look at this.
It almost.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No, it's
Who's
just
calling right now?
I have no idea. Made up towns and states. People do this. There's like a huge thing going on where they're like, your car auto warranty thing. I have no clue. I have no clue. Look, I don't drive a car. Okay. It's a Y-wing. I have a Y-wing.
I was going to say, you fly it.
I fly it. Yeah. Oh, you should have said that. You should have
said it. It was on my lips.
Anyway. So, hey. Let's talk about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have... So I also have some transmissions, some cool things we can read at the end. So friends, stick around. We got some cool messages. Thank you for the reviews, by the way. Really appreciate a couple of the reviews we have on the Rebel Rewatch stuff going on. Highly, like, just super encouraged Lottie. It super encouraged me.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice to kind of hear that people are enjoying that and looking forward to season two, which we are starting next week.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Also, I guess just a little podcasting update here for the page. Before we dive into this episode, we do have... have a Facebook page up and running over on Facebook. Yeah, it's over on the yeah, so the Facebook page is on Facebook. Go check it out, Star Wars Hangout, and I've invited a bunch of different folks on there. So yeah, hopefully you guys can go find that, check it out, leave us a review, all that good stuff, and we'll be posting. I'm gonna be linking up like the Instagram and the Facebook there. I kind of like Facebook because you can post more long form discussion stuff, you know. And I feel like on Instagram sometimes it's just comments. It's just nothing against just comments, but I don't know. I feel like there's more of a dialogue.
Yeah.
You can pin post, you can kind of have more of a community again.
Yeah, I guess it depends how you use the apps. If you yourself like use Instagram only to scroll, then you only see pictures and videos, right? But if you're someone who's really active in the comments, I guess you do see more discussions. But
Yeah,
I get you.
You got me.
I got you.
I got you. All right. Hey. And we got you guys listening. All right. Shell Cottage Radio also has a page as well.
Yeah,
too.
Because someone asked, they wanted to leave a review, but they didn't have Apple or an iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So valid request.
That's why
we made a Facebook page. If you want to leave us a review, we're not going to stop you. And
absolutely,
quite
we'll
the
them.
Opposite. Yeah, we'll read everything. We read everything. Everything. Yeah.
What do we do if somebody gets on there and they're like, if they say something like, this podcast is so bad, I can smell your guys' feet through the microphone.
It's probably true.
What? What if they said, would we read that? I don't know. Would we? Maybe. We'll
oh, see. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not if you, only if it's appropriate. You know, if you can have constructive criticism. Very German
constructive
phrase.
Constructive criticism, guys.
constructive critique.
We already got one, which is pretty good, which was like, hey, can we get a little less of the lip?
Oh, yeah.
Smack. I'm sorry. But what's wrong with me today?
Listen to this.
Yes.
So I know a lot of people have a certain like image of like Germans and angry Germans and how German sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, German can sound very pretty, but if you want to hear like a typical how you think German should sound like, it would be constructive critique.
What was that? What did you just say? What I'm learning here. What
constructive
criticism? Okay.
Is that
yeah.
A phrase?
Actually, most of the time when Lottie speaks German, it's very high pitched. A lot of your friends say when you speak English, they're like, "Oh, your voice is so low."
It sounds different, probably. Yeah. I think it's also the American English that's different.
Yeah,
it's
probably more British like, is a, when I hear your friends talk to you and you talk to them. It sounds higher pitched and it's just really, I think people would not believe it. I don't know. Cause it's in our media, you know, we have all these different stereotypes of different cultures and different, languages and stuff. And probably every you know, country place has those stereotypes, whatever. Some of them can be funny. Some of them are wrong. Some of them are whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, certain languages are depicted. They are always loud or very fast. Well, I don't want to, say which language, it's different for everybody, but yes, they can be slower and sound lovely. Yeah. It's just what we perceive. And you also probably perceive it completely different as it's trying to catch a fly on the microphone.
Sorry about that.
Did you get it?
I don't know. It's not my day. but yeah, anyway, so how do we get into that whole topic?
Constructive criticism, please.
Leave us a review.
Yeah, and it can be also, it can be, nice, positive. It can be
If you want Lottie to read it in German, just state so in the review and we'll do that. All right. So.
Oh, you want me to translate it into German and then read it in German?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It'd be kind of cool, right? Yeah. Okay. We're international here. Anyway, now. Intergalactic.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this episode? You ready to do it?
Yeah.
All right. So let's do this. Friends, let me think here. You have a word. You have two words to describe this episode?
Yeah.
What do you got? Give it to me because I got nothing.
Marva lives.
Marva lives.
That's all I got to say.
Okay. Big kind of question coming out of this. Does Marva live? Is she dead?
Is there really a question? Yeah.
I don't know.
Right? I mean, if she's really dead, then I don't know why they.
Why would they
didn't
do that?
Show
off
us screen? Anything? No. She has to be alive because we get her whole story about the rebellion. And then also B is like,
B's
he can't believe
weird.
It. He's like, I'm staying here. I just want to make sure
something
is wrong. So. Or, I mean, right, if she's not dead.
It could be one of those things, too, if she knows, like, I don't know, if you can kind of sense and you can feel maybe you've got something going on, a sickness, and you know that your time is short.
Yeah.
That might be, she's accelerating some of her plans, or maybe she's trying, she's super dedicated to this cause. Maybe she actually did just die. I don't know. But they referenced this group. They say she's a predominant citizen here on Ferrix.
Yeah.
And so they're going to give her the ceremony. Dedra wants it to happen because they're watching for this. They're all waiting. They're hoping
that's
to bait.
The big showdown next episode, right?
Is Cassian. I think Cassian's coming back.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Bix is still in their custody. She looks awful.
Yeah.
I mean,
shout out to the makeup artist.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing against the actress. No. She looks fine, but it's like they did a heck of a job on her sort of, because she looks like she's, she and the doc have been going a couple rounds.
I know.
Towards the end there, she was so distraught with her answer about Anton Krieger.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it doesn't matter whether she says yes or no. You're just going to go get Dr. Gorst and you're going to make her, you're going to get the truth. You've already sort of, I don't know, you've obliterated this woman. Like her mind. They are totally just... She's not even the same, not even close.
I was wondering for a second if they had a system where they can almost like heal her almost to full, full mental health, whatever that means, to clarity, to like, what am I trying to say? Well, better word for heal, to I don't know.
Invigorate?
To make her so they can. Right now, she's not in the right mind. What are they trying to do with her? I don't really understand. They're just destroying her. They're not really getting any details. They're just, I don't know. You know, what would be even more evil, and I'm not trying to, you know, say I think about that all the time or I want to encourage that, but I thought for a second they had some kind of system where they can help her get back to normal and then do it all over again if she still refuses. Like, that would be even worse.
Oh, I get you.
And
almost
they
like,
could have the clarity again where, I don't know.
If yeah.
They
could it, almost like
erase
like they,
the memories they, of the whatever they did to her with the kids or screaming.
Right.
I don't know what exactly they played
to
her.
That sound or that frequency and stuff.
That
yeah.
was so awful.
It would be like restoring her,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then it, so to bring her back. And yeah, that would be awful. That would be
awful.
You know, I think they're just keeping her because she is the one who has had direct contact with Axis. And that's why they're like, they now have this image of Anton and they're saying, hey, is this the guy? Yet you now are seeing a visual, yes or no. And she knows it's not. And I think she knows when she says, no, that's not him, it just prolongs all of this. And then they're going to confirm, yep, she's telling the truth, because they're not going to just not confirm it when they've got Dr. Gorse there. So she just knows, she's crying because she knows this is just another round of,
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, yes.
Because I missed something. Does that have a connection to the sacrifice they're going to make? Like the Luthen and the other rebels, they meet up.
Yeah.
And they talk about that guy, right? They showed that guy.
Anton Krieger.
Anton Krieger. Is he the...
They're sacrificing him.
I'm trying to remember. Did we meet him?
We've only heard his name. That's the first time we've seen an image of him.
Okay.
Yeah. And so basically... And yeah, I guess we can kind of... We're going to be jumping around here all over all over the place. This is what we do. All right. We're just hanging out, talking Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
That fella, this is the first time we've seen him. And you saw in this episode, Saul and Luthen basically come together and say,
right.
Yeah, I'm with you. We got to let him, you know, we gotta let him die.
But do they know that they think he is Axis? Do they have that
Who?
Information?
The Empire?
No, the rebels. Why are they saying they sacrifice him?
Okay, they're saying they sacrifice Anton because, so Luthen basically told Saul, he went up to Saul and he said, hey, Saul said, I'm going to go help. He said, I'm going to go help Anton.
Mm-hmm.
And Anton Krieger, I'm going to go help him. He said, you can't do that. Or if you can, you need to be informed that the ISB are on to him. Remember last episode that the
so
ISB agent
know.
Came
okay.
and he said, hey, this is what's happening with Krieger.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that Saul wants in, it's sort of like, okay, do you protect Saul and say, don't get involved, but now you expose yourself and say, I have an inside source?
Yeah.
So now Luthen has opened
yes.
up to Saul
okay.
and sort of said, he's basically saying, I have an inside source for ISB. That's why Saul freaks out for a second. He's like, you have people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You have people everywhere.
Yeah.
And he does.
You don't
really,
want
Luthen
everybody
does.
To know, yeah.
So, he was trying to keep some of those things more secret.
Yeah.
He does sort of convince him in the end. He says, look, if I was a part of ISB myself and I didn't just have a source and it was really me and I was actually a double agent, if Luthen was a double agent, for example, he would just send Saul in the Partisans, his whole group, he would send Saul to Krieger and say, yeah, absolutely. He wouldn't, he would never have told him that the ISB is on to him and that essentially Krieger's a dead man.
Yeah.
That's really what this is all about, is that they're willing to sacrifice this guy who is a part of their rebellion.
Yeah.
30 men. That's what they say. 30 men plus Krieger, who now are going to die. They could stop it. They could do something. But the one man, their one ISB agent, is more important to them.
Yeah.
And so Saul kind of knows, all right, Luthen's got that guy. I don't want to compromise. Mm-hmm. That seems like he has an ISB agent.
Yeah.
A guy
it's
in
huge.
There who's sitting around the table walking out and saying, guess what? Here's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that's more valuable than him. And this is why Luthen's speech sort of, we can see it. We see him acting out with Saul, the very thing that he said to Lonnie, who is the ISB agent. And basically, he's... Yeah, he's building this empire built or this empire. Well, he's building.
There
this,
we go.
Well, maybe. He's rebuilding this rebellion.
He's losing his morals a little bit because what is he fighting for? He's fighting for the exact opposite. But to do that, he has to.
He threw his moral compass out the window.
Dirty game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not exactly. I mean,
he doesn't have to. There is another, and just so any youngster who's listening knows, he doesn't have to. He's choosing to fight it this way.
Yeah.
That's that, yeah. And that's the sacrifice that he's.
But I do feel like he feels like he has to. He feels like he doesn't have any other choice. But I wonder, like, so in his mind, it's like if I even like give Krieger, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I give him the slightest hint, hey, you should get out of wherever you are.
Right.
Thereafter you, then they would know someone.
Someone
they
in
would
our
search in their own
organization
among their own ranks.
Yeah, it jeopardizes. Yeah. Because he's such a hard person to find. Right now, Axis, who they're looking for, they don't know who he is. All they've heard the name Anton Krieger, and now they're like going to Bix saying, is this the guy?
Yeah.
And she knows full well it's not the guy. She knows it's Luthen. She knows who she... Mm-hmm. If you showed her a picture of Luthen, then she would have to say yes, because they're going to torture her, you know, either way. So, but yeah, so this is a guy who... unfortunately, is not as interconnected as Luthen. He doesn't have as many well-placed sources, etc. And so he's got to go down. I mean...
do you think Bix said yes?
Some people were saying that. They were saying that maybe she lied.
Yeah.
And said that, yes, this is him. So they'll try to take him alive or something. I'm not sure. But I don't think so. I think she knows what Gorst can do, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think every time that she, because then once they put her back through that again, if she confirms what she already said to them, then her hope is that they're less likely to keep torturing her. If they keep, you know, when they confirm what she says, the hope there is that, like, when they confirm it the second or third or fourth time, they're going to be like, okay, fine. She is telling the truth. This has worked. We've conditioned her to give us the truth.
Yeah.
That sucks. But that's exactly kind of what she's going through. So anyway, so that's sort of the big deal. Remember I said earlier on in the season that Saul is one of these guys that Mon later on in the rebellion will say he is too extreme. Saul's too extreme.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Luthen makes it. I don't know if Luthen makes it out of this season or even, you know, so next episode, or if he makes it out of Andor season two.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Saul does, and we know this because we've talked about Rebels. We're getting the Rebels rewatch, you know, fired back up again, and I'm kind of filling Lottie in on some of who's who, who's where.
Yeah.
But we don't know if Luthen makes it. So if he doesn't, you can kind of see that same radical nature, or maybe even some of his sources or his network. Maybe it gets passed on to Saul. Maybe he doesn't think Mon Mothma has what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of comes down to these decisions, like which path is the rebellion going to go?
Yeah.
Because it could go one of two ways. And maybe Cassian is a part of moving that needle in the direction of Mon versus the direction of Saul, perhaps.
Yeah.
Not really. Because later on in Rogue One, we will actually see that Jyn Erso will grow up with Saul Guerrera.
Yeah.
So she's actually in with Saul and his people, and Cassian is with Mon. And he sort of, no, he's a
right.
He's a big time sort of intelligence officer.
Right.
And so Captain Andor then will see, like when they go to meet Saul, he kind of understands that this is a crazy radical group.
We should next week when the final episode, right? Next week?
Next week.
Yeah. When the final episode drops, we should watch it. Review it and then go watch Rogue One.
Hey, you don't want to twist my arm, okay? Like, all right.
Oh my gosh, we totally have time because next week is Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Let's go. Yeah, speaking of that, by the way, over on Shell Cottage Radio, on Fleur and Bill, our Instagram account, we are doing a little turkey challenge. So anybody wants to join in, go get some Jedi training in.
Yep, it's starting tomorrow. That is November 17th.
Yes, so Thursday to Thursday.
Thursday to Thursday, one week, 45-minute exercise every day.
Yeah, we're getting after it. Getting after it, friends. So even if it's walking uphill or whatever it might be, just getting out, moving, doing whatever, you know, join us
just
if you want to.
Just showing up counts.
Yeah, it does. So, but yeah, that'd be really cool. I'd love to do Rogue One and kind of go back and flash forward and kind of talk about it and then figure out where they leave us next week, you know, in terms of the big cliffhangers, what do they answer and all that kind of stuff. Okay, we do have some really cool stuff. I think the big question marks in this episode are things I want to get to because they're massive. Kalea, for example, talking to Vel and mm-hmm. what they're bidding on, or what the whole, you know, or the piece that she and Luthen are talking about
right.
in this episode is big. I don't know what this is, if it's code, whatever. We're gonna get to that in a second. And there's a couple more things here, too. So this episode, I want to mention, too, before I forget, Melshi. Melshi is a surprise for me. This guy is in Rogue One, and
yeah.
he's with Cassian, and you see him get out of this prison. You see this relationship.
Yeah.
You see them at the start of this hanging from the cliff.
Right.
And I was watching some breakdowns and some Easter eggs from other guys, and mm-hmm. it was sort of like he can't use his hands at the end. He's stuck. He's froze there. And then by the end of the episode, right, they're embracing their hands, hugging each other, handing each other this. He's handing him this gun to say, he has this blaster to go off and right, you know, tell people. People
yeah.
need to know this happened, that we survived, that we got out,
yeah.
that this is what's going on in the prison system. And so it was just a really neat kind of parallel to see them at the beginning and then see how things sort of shift at the end. And it was just cool, I think, just really neat. Another thing that I haven't been noticing, and this is why I watch, this is why I listen to other podcasters, this is why I watch all the YouTube channels that I watch, because they're saying, I just saw this, that the intro music for Andor is changing week by week, that they're adding more
Whoa.
Instruments every week. Yeah, they said, so I don't know, you guys go back
awesome.
And look into this if you want to, but it sounds like there are more horns that were added this week, so it's sort of like this call to rebellion sort of thing.
That's awesome.
And the call home even, or just that horns are kind of symbolizing this big epic moment that's about to happen, and they're heralding it in. It's cool.
It's cool,
and
yeah.
I think it all is Marva-centered, as
yes.
you said. I think she is alive and something is going down. I don't know.
And Petunia.
Let's go. It's her moment. You know, it's her moment. So other things here. In the beginning, they had that little, you know, running. They get the quad jumper or whatever it is, the spaceship, Melshi and mm-hmm. Andor, and they bust out of there. And they go back to the beach world. I forget what it was. I forget. These are all new planets. Whatever that planet was. Anyway,
reminded me of that.
So he goes back. Thank goodness the credits are still there above the shower. You know, I tell you what.
The
every
shower?
Time, yeah, that's what? Where he was showering in
oh,
that bathroom.
Okay.
I tell you, anytime yeah. I go to Galaxy's Edge now, I'm gonna be checking above the shower.
Oh my! What if they hit something?
What if they
there?
Did? What if they do? What if it's a thing? You know?
What if they're listening and they're like, "Whoa,
that's
a
great
idea."
Yeah, just give me a little credit, like, you know.
And then send us an invitation and just
a little
gift
credit.
Us a little weekend.
Credits,
there.
Sweetie. They're credits. Yeah,
yeah. I guess. Naomos? Naomos?
Naomos? Yeah. Naomos.
It's N-I-A-M-O-S.
Yeah, no idea there. Okay. So, yeah, there's that. Just a little weird back and forth. I couldn't tell what those aliens. We had to turn the captions on to figure out what those aliens were saying. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So. Here's an interesting one. I don't know why they do this in Andor, but Kalea is looking through the pieces. She's looking through all the different, it's like a gold, I don't know, it's like a bronze piece that she's cleaning or helping
yeah.
to finish up. I don't know if there's any significance to it. I don't know why they zoom in on it, if it's going to matter later on. It's like a medallion of some kind, and it's just sort of got like, an interesting triangle mark on it with three circles. So if anybody knows what that is, what that's alluding to, if that's from a culture that I'm just sort of blanking on or something, please let me know. Because they don't zoom in on that for
okay.
no, like, check this out. This is around, this is 10:32, I think. And so you can kind of see just the piece there that they're working on or whatever. So, yeah. Cool. But that's the metal work that she's doing there. So you remember that? Yeah. So that's Kalea working on that. She's cleaning it. She's got some,
while she's talking to,
no, this is before,
no.
this is
okay.
before she's just cleaning it in the shop. And then she's going to get a message, or I'm sorry, Vel comes up to the window and Vel walks in and wants to talk to
okay.
Luthen, and she's headed back to Cinta, because Cinta knows this whole thing is happening with Marva, and Marva has died, and it's you know, we're
yeah.
reaching sort of a, just a, yeah, it's a pretty I mean, everything's coming back to Ferrix and Marva and her home and the whole nine yards. So Vel's there to kind of talk about some of that and wants to meet with Luthen. She's trying to also balance everything that's going on and saying, hey, like, you can't just come in here. You're acting out of protocol. Like, he's out and about. So you're starting to see things break down a little bit, which means somebody's going to be at risk, right? Yeah. I mean, the more this goes on, the riskier this gets.
Yes.
So we're seeing
that's
that
the deal
pressure
of the rebellion.
Yeah. Yeah. We're seeing that with Mon, Luthen, Lonnie, so on. Yeah. Just sort of wild.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So let me see. Yeah. So they talk for a bit, and that's pretty cool. Vel is interesting. I keep wondering kind of what the fact that she's a cousin to Mon Mothma is a pretty big deal.
It is. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's something that's going to be picked up later in comics or if she's going to make it out of this whole thing or whatever. And since we're on Vel, we might as well kind of shift over to Mon
and
her daughter. Yeah. Because the betrothal, the old customs. Yeah, I thought right away once her daughter was sort of going through all of that stuff and talking about the traditions and sort of their old, it's their old customs, their own way of life, old way of life. I thought that was Perrin initiated, like Perrin, her father was sort of doing,
and she's very excited about it,
right? But you can actually, so Vel says, "Is this Perrin? Is this clearly is not you, Mon? Is this Perrin?" And she says, "No, actually, Perrin is not him."
Yeah.
Like, this is not his influence. This is not him pushing her towards this. And I don't know where it comes from or what it is, but she's just interested in their own culture and history.
Why not? I mean, she chose to learn about it.
I think the thing that maybe the reality of the betrothal and what that way of life represents and how that old custom is something that her parents have been... that they're a part of.
Yeah.
Now I feel like she doesn't know that what the consequences are or something. Maybe her mom is going to have to talk to her about that, or maybe she's already made a deal with that other banker and his son who's going to show up. And it seemingly that was her solution, is that she sort of said, okay, this is, and it kind of fits because her daughter's into that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if she's going to have like a moment where they talk about what this really cost.
She's definitely giving
she's
her
so
the
young.
Looks.
Yeah.
Right, her daughter, the looks that she gives her mother when she hugged her aunt.
Every time. Yeah, she's definitely, there's definitely something going on. So, but just a cool, I mean, interesting conversation between Vel and Mon, and you're like, okay, well, something's gonna happen. That'll probably be a season two thing for sure. We'll get more on her sacrifice and what's going on with her family, where Perrin kind of falls in all of this, who can be trusted, who can't be trusted. Even the story she told to Vel about the banker and Tay, the sequence of events didn't seem to be exactly the way I remembered it. And I got to go back and watch it again just to see, but it seemed a little fishy, because then I'm even wondering, like, does Mon know about Aldani and Vel? Because it didn't seem like it.
And then, because Vel looked like,
I don't know.
Aldani, she was not happy about Aldani, right? She talked to Luthen.
Right.
Was...
No. This is sort of an announcement, right? This is as they called that episode, where now the Empire has responded exactly the way that Luthen thought they would, but are they ready for that type of response?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a lot of pressure there.
Right.
So shifting gears. Now let's talk about Edie for a second and Cyril. Cyril is getting this old communication from the sergeant who this whole thing started
with. He's awesome. I mean, the sergeant is so funny.
He's ridiculous, right? He's ridiculous. He's out there and he's like, sir, you know, he told me to keep you informed. Here we go. Here's what's up. Andor's coming back. So there are people everywhere. And that's the thing. I mean, and now Cyril is going to be, he stole some credits at the end, and he is headed back there as well. So he's going to be entangled in all of this.
Yeah.
And here's the problem is that Cassian could identify Axis. Bix could identify Axis. I think Bix is going to be out of it. I'm not so sure if she's going to be able to see him. I feel like Luthen is coming back to Ferrix, perhaps.
Yeah.
And if he's there, the problem is that Bix can ID him. Cassian can ID him.
Ooh, you think he's going to show up there after what happened this episode? He almost got caught.
I don't know.
They didn't see him, right? They didn't get to see him. They only saw the ship.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't know. I don't know where he's. So there's another. There's a, I guess an alternate option that we can go with here that I think is even bigger. So, but we have a lot of people coming back to Ferrix, and Marva is at the center of all of this. But you're looking for who could ID him.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, that's the problem. Yeah. So Bix is looking at Anton, nope, that's not him, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to find Axis. Who is this guy? And how is he connected? And who's been stopping into his shop? Once they find that out, they're going to start figuring out who frequents that shop.
Yeah.
And Mon is on that list.
Yeah.
And she won't be staying a whole lot more on Coruscant. She's going to be off planet quite a bit, I feel like, once they establish that. So quickly, the three people, again, if he comes to the planet again, it's Bix, it's Cassian, and Cyril remembers his voice, I think, or something, or he could distinguish his voice. So I feel like the reason he would come back there is he could help ID him, and he could hear the voice, and Dedra's then like, you heard him, you're on to it. Maybe that gives him a position with her. Mm-hmm. He is valuable, and does something again to get some honor
definitely.
Back, you know?
Somehow he has to show Dedra,
right,
I'm here, I'm on it. I know.
I got your back,
I'll
baby.
Do this.
I don't know what's going on with him. He's crazy. But the other option, and let me see if I can find this here just while I'm looking for it, I want to mention that the Fondor and his ship and then everything that's happening with the tractor beam, that whole piece was really cool. I just really liked all the technical bits
and
that
the
were
tension.
Happening. Yeah, the tension, the tractor beam and everything. It was
And Luthen's like really cool. I don't think so.
Yeah,
for a second you were like, "Uh-oh." What are they going to do with him?
Right, right.
But they were even surprised that his ship could hold such technological stuff. I don't know.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So right before that, before we get into that tense moment, he's asking the question about this piece. He's saying, is it no longer available? Right. They're wondering about this, the bidding on this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Clea says, no, it's very much on the table. Right. So it's like, what are we talking about? The negotiations are ongoing and our representatives are involved. So they have representatives involved negotiating on some peace, right, that he says is going to save the shop. Why would they be talking? They're already talking about stuff that's pretty serious. Like a lot of times, they don't seem to always be talking in code.
I don't know why, but I thought the whole time I thought they were talking in code. I don't know if...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong.
Maybe. Well, I mean, right during this, I can see how right here, because she says there are other buyers involved. Okay, let's just kind of go through the dialogue here.
Yeah.
Your presence would complicate the bidding at this point. We need that piece, Luthen says. We need that piece. We lose that and we'll have to close shop. Okay, there's nothing more we can do.
Is he talking about Bell?
That's never true.
Are they talking about Bell? No.
It's a crowded market, she says.
No. Okay.
You need to think of the consequences of losing that piece to another collector. So who would that other collector be? Like, what are we talking about here? So there's either something going on in terms of the items that he's collecting, or there is something going on in terms of like a resource, a person that you need to collect, you know, like another spy or another imperial resource or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they don't always seem, when he's on the ship and he's talking to Kleya, it doesn't always seem to be in code. But maybe, again, they haven't really been talking about something super important. It's just, I'm back and, hey, coming in. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Actually, maybe not. Maybe they haven't really been. They've been, most of the time we see them speaking, they're in the same shop.
True.
And so it's not likely that their transmission or their communication, the comm, is likely to be hijacked or whatever and listened in on. Because that's the big worry in this film or this series, is who's listening, where are they kind of picking up these different pieces of intel? Because now the ISB agents are really, I think, worked up and keeping track, monitoring communication and stuff like that. So I just kind of wonder about that. What is he talking about? What's this piece? What's this thing? Because there's so many cool things. It looks like he pulls out a lightsaber again when he walks in to see Saw Gerrera, and that was his. I guess like his big walking stick or whatever, but it looks like a lightsaber.
That though, I think it's pretty. Yeah,
it's awesome. I don't know what it is or what the thing is here, but
yeah,
there's definitely something going on there. So, and his ship is super fancy and decked out. Like, where does he get his resources? Where does he get his? Is it just in collecting? Was he actually originally a collector, and so he's got a lot of money tied up in this, and he's just has all these different resources, because his ship is just insane.
Yeah.
It's decked out. The Empire didn't expect that at all. They didn't expect his countermeasures. They didn't expect him to be able to break out of the tractor beam. He's got like laser beams going off of on his ship and taking out TIEs.
Right.
He's on another level himself. He is like I don't even know. I have no. I'm waiting for some real big reveal that he's tied into the Jedi or some other group that we've heard about or something that's just really super awesome. Like, what is his origin story?
Yeah.
How did he get into collecting? Yeah. What are these? How does he have a bunch of like, you know, Jedi holocron and like he's got a Sith holocron and he's got like he has so many things that are connected to the Force or the prequel trilogy and maybe they're just there to make us kind of ask questions and wonder.
Yeah.
I've heard the director talking about like he didn't even realize how many Easter eggs were in that shop.
Oh, okay.
Because the prop director, you know, they make them and people kind of come in there and put stuff in and that's not really what he's at. So.
Oops.
I don't know.
We'll
I don't
see.
Know. But I thought that was really interesting, that conversation. That was a big question mark as to what it is that he is looking for. So two things, right? He's either going to go back to Ferrix, as we just talked about, which would be problematic, unless this market, this crowded market that they're talking about, is code for Ferrix and Andor.
Right.
Which is the other thing, right? I mean, I guess that's sort of what I'm trying. I'm wondering if it's that simple or if it's
I don't know.
What do you think?
I'm trying to find something. I'm too embarrassed to. I have not been listening well enough to really figure out what it was. So
okay, no worries. Yeah, that's fine.
Going to share my thoughts on that.
Okay, because I was just thinking like he's again either going there or there's some other piece. You know, I keep waiting for that moment where it's like they introduce an object, a person. We see him go. Like, what if we saw him? I don't know. What if he went to some crazy, like force. The cult-like thing, and they were bidding on some Sith artifact. Who knows?
Yeah,
I just don't.
Yeah.
Who else is he working for? How many people is he playing? It's just, it's radical.
You would like that more if it was an actual item they were talking about.
Like a piece, an item, or something that gave him power or influence over somebody else or a group of people or whatever. But it also, again, I read it all as it could just be code for going back to Ferrix, and that means he's going to get involved. Because the way I was looking at it is everyone seems like they're going to be there. Everyone is going back to Ferrix. And if he gets involved with that, what? Like, why? What you have?
Yeah.
You have Vel, you have Senta there. Why does he need to go? Why does he need to go be there? And I think that's what it is. I think it's probably him going back there and he's going to be meeting with Andor and trying to figure out the whole nine yards and keep things straight. That's just so problematic because so many people can ID him there and I don't know how he gets out. I think he gets captured or something. And then who's committed to the... Like, is Kleya committed enough to... He knows too much. He could end the rebellion. It could end with him. If he's captured by the ISB, you know.
Yeah.
Like this season could end with Luthen saying it's over, and he's.
But Luthen said at the beginning of the season, "You always got to plan your escape while you're walking in." So
true. True. He did say that.
His game plan.
He did. So maybe, yeah, maybe there's something going on there for sure. Not sure. But anyway, so I think we hit the major bits there. Again, just everybody looking everywhere. When he goes to talk to Saul, I thought that was a really good moment where he's talking about, you know, who his people are and how much he knows. And he's kind of helping Saul. And you really see Saul understand who Luthen is. And you get this sense of they measured one another and both were as like super committed in a way that's almost kind of radical. And yeah, so I felt like that was one of the bigger takeaways from this. Yeah.
I have one more question. The episode called Daughter of Ferrix?
Daughter of Ferrix, yeah. Yes, so Marva. Marva is the daughter of Ferrix.
She's so significant, because I keep reading through skimming through some episode reviews, and they always say just like, yeah, she's dead.
No, she's not. I know.
What?
There's no way.
No, she's so important, and without any like.
She was looking for that. She was
reason,
looking for that
situation.
A way to let the rebels in, right? She kept going past the old the hotel or the building or whatever, and she was trying to figure out underground tunnels, and yeah, she either faked her own death or.
That's what I'm thinking. I thought. Yeah. What's her name? Vel's friend.
Cinta. Yeah.
The way she answered to that Imperial guy.
Right, in the beginning. Yep.
It was, I feel like she knows where Marva is.
I feel like Cinta.
Or she at least can, has an idea what's going on.
Right. So what's interesting is that I feel like Cinta can figure out who that guy is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I think she knows he's Imperial. I don't think he knows she's, you know.
Yeah, it's same. Yeah, I got the same vibes.
So he thinks she's just a local, just started there, whatever.
Right.
And she seems to have a better idea of what's going on.
Right.
I don't know, though. I think kind of Marva's got everybody fooled.
Okay.
Really? I think she's been subtly setting up some things here, and she's a part of.
Because
they mentioned the daughters of Ferrix.
Yeah.
Multiple times, like getting them involved.
Oh, that was the...
The group. Like that was the group
almost
of women.
Almost like a secret order of women or whatever.
Yeah, who were coming in there. And so she's a prominent member in their society. And so they're there. They would definitely be involved in helping her with whatever plot or plan she has. And it could be to kind of rout this Imperial presence, which is another thing, right, that Cassie... It's like three things. So you've got Aldani, you've got the prison breakout, the collapse there, and then you've got possibly the routing of these Imperials on Ferrix if Marva is successful. He would be in some way tied to all of that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And is it more important for Luthen to preserve these heroes like Lonnie and Cassian and other people? Does he know that it's really more about setting them up and giving them a system where they can have a fighting chance? And so he feels like he's damned.
Yeah.
So he's just going to go in here and he's trying to, he's got a gut feeling, something that's telling him to go look into Andor, make sure Andor's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he gives him that blue sky kyber crystal situation.
Yeah.
Right. He gives him that and he's so invested. There's something he's actually heard about Andor for a time. He knows about him. It's like he wants to meet him. That's what Bix says. So who is this guy? Why? Is it Marva? Is Marva more connected than we know or something?
That would be insane.
Be insane, right? What if that's Marva's brother?
Oh,
we don't know
anything
about Luthen. We have no idea how
they're
all connected.
There's still this whole backstory how Marva found Cassian. We still don't have any answers for that.
Yeah, no. There's still
what's been going on Cassian's... Oh, my gosh. There's so much...
His sister.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
She kind of says, don't go look
started,
for her.
Yeah.
Or look for her, you know, yeah. So.
So, do you think we'll find answers in the next episode? You said no, probably next season.
Yeah.
Big questions.
I'm hoping that they do answer I think we're going to see something big with Marva.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of, like, who we lose here. I feel like, I feel like Luthen has been, they've done a great job of building him up and making him risky and valuable and making us care a lot about him. And if he were this piece of, because Mon Mothma is leaning on him, he seems to know what's going on. Saul, who we, so it's a genius move. Like, as Star Wars fans, A lot of them will come into this and say, we know Mon Mothma, the leader of the rebellion. We know Saul Guerrera, who's also a radical leader of it as well.
Yeah.
And we see those two leaders, very different ideals, between, like, they don't know mm-hmm. everything. The person mm-hmm. who seems to have organized it all is this guy Luthen,
yeah.
this shop owner who seems to be coordinating everything. So, and then you've got Anton Krieger, and you're like, wow, this guy is the guy who's connected. So
yeah.
I feel like once he falls, it's going to be down to these heroes of the rebellion to sort of step yeah. up and decide what to do. So
he's either, I agree, I think he's either going to go next episode or next season. I feel like more, I don't know, I think, do you lean towards next episode? Because I lean towards next season.
I think he's a goner next episode.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And I think it becomes more about, Cassian.
Yeah.
And he's preserving these, you know, Lonnie, I need you. I need you where you're at.
Yeah.
You're well-placed. Go back there. Do that thing. Now it's like, Cassian, I've stuck my neck out for you, and I'm passing this thing on to you. With
yeah.
his like, he's giving him secrets. So again, Cassian, the way I understood it was like he was in Rogue One. He's connected to a lot of the secrets and the intel and the gathering, and he's sort of that security officer, right?
So
the I don't know, special agent or whatever.
Yeah.
And it seems like he would be somebody who that in the beginning here would be really in the know in terms of intelligence. Mm-hmm. And that could be because of Luthen.
Yeah.
And Luthen's network and being trusted with it or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. But I'm just...
Well, are you excited for next week's episode?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think it's going to be epic. And again, this week, I was excited for this one as well. A lot of really cool stuff. Cool, you know, moments with all the characters, really.
Yeah.
And this more sort of world building, galaxy building, character development, all those things, tension building. It was great. And we've built it for a really big climax, like a big final season finale.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
I have one final question for you.
Yes.
Do you think we're going to see either this or next season? Do you think we're going to see or meet a Jedi of some kind?
Wow. I was wondering. So this is, I guess, around the time of Rebels.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so interesting that we're doing our Rebels rewatch.
I know.
And I don't know. You know, because there's definitely... I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I don't... There could be, because the Obi-Wan Kenobi series set up this idea of the path.
Yeah.
And Quinlan Vos is a name that's still thrown out there. And these are Jedi who like survived Order 66. So
mm-hmm.
you watched Obi-Wan Kenobi with me.
Yeah.
And you know that Obi-Wan goes in and he sees these Force sensitives being smuggled out
yeah.
and he sees
yeah.
this whole thing happening. So there are Jedi, there is moving pieces like Cal Kestis is a Jedi Padawan who's in a video game that we're sort of like, where is that going to go? What's up with that? And it's placed after Andor. It's between Andor season, you know, 1 and season 2. So is he involved? Does he somehow step out there? I don't know. Like, it would, even if there's just a cool moment where he's monitoring things, I have no idea. You don't need a Jedi for this to be super epic and awesome, but would I like to have some sort of insight or even a secret or
yeah.
something that Luthen is carrying or someone? There's too many Jedi artifact.
Like yeah, there's I agree.
So many things in that shop that just sort of, he seems like a mystic
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I haven't seen all the shows yet, but I think it's been a common theme, right? That they have that one Jedi show up in almost every, because people have liked the fact that Andor is not about, you know, the gift of being force sensitive, and they're just pretty much normal people who just fight the Empire.
Right, right.
But are they going to throw in some, you know, Star Wars magic and have a Jedi show up?
I don't know.
I think they might.
That or something, even if it's not that, it's something about
just, or even if we hear something
origin.
About them, yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah, even just a mention would be awesome. So.
Agreed.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, let's do a little bit of, I got a couple transmissions and or
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
comments,
yeah.
things we want to kind of read through All right, so we've got Escal26 who just said, listening to your guys' episode 10 recap, I'd like to mention something. You guys were wondering when other prisoners of the Empire or the Empire would find out about the prison break.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the scene where Andor and Melshi are running away on the sand slash beach, behind them over the water, I saw aircraft with spotlights searching for escapees. Just wanted to point that out and to see what you guys thought. So either the prison had aircraft or and pilots, or the mm-hmm. Empire already knows. Ooh. So it's either like those guys, you know, hijacked and got into vehicles, the prisoners, and they escaped that
way.
Or that was the Empire sort of, you know, checking in on this. And I would say as well, I don't think the Empire, if they found out about this, is going to want to make this public and let this be known that the rebels are, that there was a breakout, a prison breakout. And who knows if it's rebels, right? It's just the idea that they... Anytime where the Empire looks weak, it's not something that they probably want out there.
No.
And that's why Melshi at the end was so adamant that we've got to let people know.
Yeah.
We have to let them know what's happening. This will cause some rumblings in the Senate. It'll get out there on the HoloNet, and then we can really kind of, just get the conversation going.
I mean, as an answer to that, I would love the fact if it was someone who could rescue the... Kino, who can't swim, if they could just, I don't know, if he could get away on one of those crafts.
I know, that would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
It would be really cool. I hope he does get away. And it seemed, like we said last episode, it seems like he is going to be somebody who probably shows back up maybe in season two. Because a lot like Melshi, you're sort of like, who are these characters who kind of this crew that maybe can get around or even tell Mon or other people about what Cassian did? Sometimes you need those characters who will advocate on your behalf and recommend or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that could be something that he does for Cassian later on.
Yeah, and I don't think it's already the Empire, because we heard more than enough that they don't really care about those prisoners, that they're not like... they don't seem like high valuable prisoners that they think are rebels, and they don't care about them. They're just like, they're workers, free workers, and we show them... that we are in control. That's all.
Right.
They're there for, you know. True. That's why I kind of doubt that the Empire would be as quick.
I see. I got you. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. A couple more, real quick. So we've got Jedi Master Jack wrote us in here and said, "Hey guys, had to send an email because I was listening to Shell Cottage Radio and Star Wars Hangout, and Ez mentioned how years ago he did a fast food review." With his buddies, Matt and Tom. I don't remember where I said that, but I have said that before. And he said, that episode is hilarious and a ton of fun to listen to. Looking forward to the Rebels and Clone Wars episodes. Hope you all have a nice fall. So I wanted to mention that because a lot of people are saying, one of our reviews kind of goes along with that, where people are kind of saying that they are enjoying the Rebels rewatch. And I'm happy to hear that, by the way. Rebels is so cool. And our friend Michaela, who we just got a chance to interview on Shell Cottage Radio, was super pumped about Rebels. And I'm like, I think it kind of got you renewed in terms of getting back into that.
Please check out Magic by Michaela on TikTok and Instagram. She creates Harry Potter, but also Star Wars videos. She recently did a lightsaber giveaway on Instagram. She's awesome. She's so funny. She does like little sketches in different fandoms. And we... had the privilege to interview her on Shell Cottage Radio. So go over, give that a listen, because we talk, you know, mostly Harry Potter, but also a little bit about Star Wars. And you can tell she is a total Star Wars nerd.
Well, which
is awesome.
We got confirmation on the podcast. We'll see. But when Mandalorian Season 3 comes out, she wants on. And I'm down. I'm down. So
I can't wait to hear you both talk about Star Wars. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So she has that really cool like Leia what was that droid's name? I can't even remember.
Lola.
Wow. Okay.
That's a pretty normal name. That's why I can remember it.
Yeah, Lola. So but yeah, she does some skits and stuff, and it was really cool. So I'm hoping to have her on for Mandalorian season 3.
Oh,
so.
wait, you don't say sketch and you say skit, right?
Skit?
Is a sketch like a little short comedy video? Is it called a sketch?
Sorry, I might have skit. Yeah, it's a skit.
Oh my goodness. I did her whole introduction saying she does sketches, and that's because sketch, that's how you would say in German. And I thought it was just an English word transferred to German?
I actually don't know.
Oh, you probably called skit and now ended the whole intro with sketch.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Maybe you can't say it both ways. Guys, I don't know.
I have to look it up.
As is kind of a, you know, I'm not.
No, I'm sorry.
Not very good with words.
I'll have to redo it maybe.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Also, hey, thanks again to Ryan's Music Box, who said, hey, I love the show. Really like seeing somebody who has the love of Star Wars showing it to somebody who is new. It's inspired me to go back and rewatch The Clone Wars and Rebels as well. So I just want to get people fired up because it has been a while since I've gone back and watched Clone Wars. And again, Rebels as well. I've done a couple rewatches myself because I love Rebels, and I'm excited to kind of take Lottie through that. So once we start, I mean, it is going to be next Monday. I think we're going to be really hitting it hard. The final episode for season one is coming out this week, and then we'll have episodes one and two, which is also pre-recorded for season two. That'll be, I think, Saturday. So, and then we'll pick it up on Monday. Yes. We'll get into episode three and four, but really cool. Really excited for that. And those are shorter, kind of 30-minute, you know, takes or whatever, but we're just diving in, getting after it. So,
yeah.
Okay.
You can say sketch. Comedy sketch.
That's what I thought. Comedy sketch. So, okay. Yeah.
Whew, see, we're good.
I didn't want to say it and then be like, oh, I got to get Mark on the mic. I had it thought out because I sound like an idiot, you know. But
I don't.
So I don't know. Couldn't remember. Anyway, thanks, guys, so much. We really do appreciate you guys. If you have thoughts, if you have theories, I love theories, by the way. So when we get to the end of this season, so next week, if something comes up and it comes to your mind and you're like, you know what? I think this is going to happen. I will make predictions for 2 years straight. I will on what's going to happen in the likes of Andor season two, the upcoming Mandalorian season three series, right? Ahsoka series, and so on. I mean, I will just speculate for days, and I have a lot of fun doing it. So be sure to send those in.
Yeah,
to us.
Please. Yeah. Thank you to all of you who always send something in.
Yeah.
It really made my day.
Yes. Yes. It's good. It's so encouraging. And it's good to hear from folks too. And just to kind of chat Star Wars. It's fun. In the future, we are going to be, I got the Facebook page out there. This is a little slow because this is in, you know, college right now, going back and finishing up some college courses for different things that work related. So I haven't been able to hit podcasting and really get everything out there as much as I want, like extra episodes, Patreon, all that kind of stuff. That's all coming. We're working on that as we're building the ship as we fly it.
Right.
Okay. That's what we're doing.
And we'll throw both up the Apple Premium and Patreon together.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
you
have access to all of the Shell Cottage Radio and Star Wars Hangout stuff.
Right. Because, one thing as does, I can't shut up sometimes, you know? I just love talking. And so if you need something at work, again, and you want to support the show, that'll definitely be something we kind of combine, and which is nice because then you're not paying for two different things. You're really just sort of, it's just one thing that supports the show and you get all of it.
Right.
I don't like it to be complicated. I like it to just be.
Right. Boom. And we also thought about like throwing stuff in that's just unrelated to both and just, you know, our everyday stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, just us cooking a...
Oh, just simple life, yeah, stuff. We
cooking a salad?
Cooking a salad. Do you guys know you gotta cook those? Like,
well, you gotta cook the sweet potatoes.
Okay, I know. I was just teasing. I'm the guy who doesn't know how to cook or make anything, so...
That's not true.
I'm not very good at it, okay? Anyway, you know what I can't wait for?
What?
Is when, I don't know when Mandalorian season three or any of that stuff's coming out, but like I loved when it was like we could on a Friday kind of come home and go live and have, and sorry again for those who don't like to hear a little bit of glass tinking or food or whatever, those will just be live and I'll mark those. I'll say I should do like a food ambience warning. Something at the thing, you know, just sort of like, I'll let you know.
We can also like, if we chew, we can like lean away from the microphone, like over here and chew and
right.
And then once we say something, we come back here.
That's fine. That's fair. But I will say on Shell Cottage Radio, that's not happening because I go back and I'm just like, I'm just right on the microphone. But anyways, I'm excited for that because we can make some fun sort of Star Wars, you know, drinks or foods or snacks or something.
Yes.
Like, I remember when Mandalorian season two.
Can we have like cereal with blue milk? Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely we can. Okay. Absolutely. That's the kind of stuff I want, you know? And I just think it'll be a lot of fun. So yeah, we're going to be posting all that kind of, you know, stuff as we get into the holiday season two for Harry Potter, for Star Wars and everything. It's just going to be a blast. Yeah. What's wrong?
I'm sorry. You wanted to tell a story and I totally interrupted you.
Wait, I did?
Yes.
See, you see how crazy that is?
I should stop doing that.
I don't even know what I was. I have to go back in post production. I'm gonna be like, well, that was a story. I don't even know. So
well, you tell it next time.
Yeah, when it comes to me. Yeah, sorry guys. Anyway, so we'd had so much energy this episode. This is the first time, I think. Normally we've waited until like Saturday or Sunday because I've been so busy with school, but we are up here on a Wednesday getting after this episode, so we're gonna get this out to you guys ASAP. And again, send me those thoughts, get your predictions in for the finale, and let's talk after the finale. Send your thoughts in there, and we'll be into Rebels season two, the rewatch there after that until the next thing that comes out.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, friends. Well, hey, thank you guys so much. Please like, please subscribe. Send us that transmission at StarWarsHangout77@gmail.com. And friends, as always, may the Force
be with you.
Hey friends, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us that review, check out our extra episodes on Patreon and Apple Premium. This is the way.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.